Let's bring back the old Tabor by me, John Caldera, published January 21st, 2024. The former head of the leftist Progress Now Colorado, who is married to a United States congresswoman living in Jefferson County, has donated to the election of all three of the current Jefferson County commissioners. So what a coincidence that those same Jefferson County commissioners, all Democrats, are now going to pay him $180,000 to help dupe taxpayers out of their Tabor refunds. As reported by the news site CompleteColorado.com, a project of Independence Institute, which I run, 7th Congressional District U.S. Rep. Brittany Pedersen's husband, Ian Silveri, has just inked a spectacular deal from Jefferson County. His firm won a $340,000 contract, of which he personally gets $180,000. The job? To strategize how to con those pesky, little, greedy constituents of theirs to finally give up their Tabor refunds forever. Twice before, those hateful voters turned down the opportunity to do the right thing and forfeit their hard-earned money. The bastards. Let's for a moment put aside the ethical issue of a government using your taxpayer dollars to campaign to get more of your taxpayer dollars. Let's also put aside the ethical question of cronyism in government contracting. Let's instead chat about how brilliant Jefferson County voters were to twice turn down this debrucing, the slang term for Tabor overrides, and why they will again. When you get your property tax bills next month, you'll wish all the districts you're paying to didn't debruce too, just like Jefferson County. Jefferson County's elected elite is feeling left out of the party. Almost all other districts, about 90% of them, have permanently debruced. This allows them to keep the massive, 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 massive windfall they're going to get in their property tax hauls. With property values going up some 50 to 75% combined with the repeal of the Gallagher Amendment, which basically used to lower property tax rates when property values went up, property taxes are going to go through the stratosphere. Unlike most other big counties, Jefferson County will be forced to return that excess revenue, just like how the state must return its surplus tax revenues. You know, that $700 Colorado cash back check you got? By not voting to debruce, Jefferson County taxpayers save themselves the full brunt of the property tax avalanche about to run them over. At least a portion of their property taxes will be coming back to them in the form of refunds. When Tabor was passed, it clearly said citizens of any district can vote to allow that district to keep excess tax revenue. That's above the rate of population growth and inflation for up to 4 years. At that point, the district would have to ask voters again if they still wanted to give up their tax refunds. Sadly, the Colorado Supreme Court, which despises Tabor and rarely misses a chance to weaken it, ruled 4 years shall be treated as forever. I guess because they kind of sound the same. Districts like Jefferson County will continue to ask for a Tabor override, like a nagging three-year-old demanding a cookie, because if voters say yes just once, they'll never have to ask again. So play a what-if game with me. Now that Gallagher is gone and property taxes are skyrocketing, what if the four-year limit for Tabor overrides was still in effect? That would mean all districts, big and small, that next year will be awash in our money due to the property tax windfall, would not be able to keep that money for more than 4 years. At that point, they would have a shot of reclaiming some of their money. Simply put, the devastation of repealing Gallagher would be greatly softened because every 4 years, districts would have to give back the cash or ask their citizens if they can keep the booty. It's not people's fault their property values go up. It's not as if they made more income. It's not like the cost of governmental services have gone up more than inflation and population. Property tax is legalized ransom. You want to keep your house? Pay us. In mafia terms, it's called protection money. let's bring back the 4-year debrucing limit and let voters choose if they want some of their ransom back.